Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You wonder sometimes some of these TikTokers just aren't trying to prank us.
You know what? We should do a segment about TikTok idiots every week. We would never run out of material.
We could do that every day.
Yeah.
So the latest health advice from TikTok is to start eating dirt.
That's right.
There's even a term for people who do it. They're called crunchers. And they claim it can help with everything from improving gut health
crunchers
to reducing wrinkles and curing acne. These wellness experts, they say it's loaded with all kinds of minerals that are good for you. But you know what? So is steel. That's 97% iron.
And
no one's going to recommend that you start putting rebar shavings on your oatmeal. Then again,
right.
It is TikTok, so who knows? Maybe they will.
Hey, you might have just started some.
Let's bring in Stacy Woodson, registered dietitian and nutritionist with us now. On KRLD. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. So this has got to be a joke, right? They're just pranking us. Or is there actually something to this?
So I have to say, I would never recommend eating dirt, but there's a little grain of truth there.
Uh-huh.
A little grain. So I've found that there's two types of crunchers. There's one type of cruncher that actually has a condition which we call pica, and that most commonly represents someone that has a usually undiagnosed medical condition, often iron deficiency. And these types of people, they usually are very quiet about this habit, and they're eating things that aren't real food. So you'll see people eat dirt like clay. You might even see people eat cornstarch and ice. But those aren't the people that are going to be on TikTok. It's the other people that are eating dirt for the health benefits. Those are the ones that are a little bit more extreme. So I will tell you, as an avid gardener, that a teaspoon of garden soil does have up to 1 billion bacteria in that one teaspoon.
Nice.
But we don't have to eat it to get the benefits. And so when we're eating produce grown in this nutrient-rich bacteria environment in the soil, we can get benefit that way. So absolutely no need to eat dirt.
They say you don't just scoop dirt out of your garden and eat that. A lot of them are buying this special dirt called biodynamic soil. Have you ever heard of that?
Exactly. So I haven't heard of that terminology used, but essentially what they're doing is kind of getting like a compost, like a rich type of compost, where it's specifically supposed to be very high in nutrients. And once again, if you are eating fruits and vegetables that are grown in really good soil, you're going to get the same benefit.
So this is probably not good for your health. For anyone that is listening, I'll try that out. There's really no health benefit to it.
No, I would not recommend eating soil.
Is this dumber than Tide Pods?
I can't even make a comment there, because we definitely don't want to eat Tide Pods.
And I have to ask you, assuming you can actually get this through your system, what would your poop look like?
That would be a great
question.
Can you
answer that one?
I don't know, because I've never been educated to advise people that eat dirt. But I would assume it would be a little bit constipating.
All right, I want to set the dirt aside just for a second, Stacy, because as long as we've got you on the line, I want you to tell me, as a dietitian, as a nutritionist, what is the single biggest mistake that people are making these days with their diets?
The single biggest mistake, I think, is that people try to change too many of their habits at once. So my most basic nutrition advice is what I like to call is add and not subtract. And what I mean by that is think about these things that you might need to do more of, whether it's drinking more water, eating more fruits and vegetables, and focus on that because it's easier to focus on adding something into your diet instead of taking away things and feeling like you're on punishment.
I like that.
It's very good. Such as, give me an example. What can I add to my diet?
So maybe it might be green leafy vegetables. So it's recommended to have at least 3 servings of green leafy vegetables per week. If you're not doing that, you can add those to your diet instead of taking away something that you really enjoy. It's going to feel, from like a mental health standpoint, it's going to feel a lot better. And then once you actually get to see the benefits, maybe it is that your skin looks better, or maybe it's you have more energy, or maybe it's easier to go to the bathroom, then you can tackle some of those things that can be a little bit more challenging because you've started to see the benefit. But just going cold turkey and trying to cut out, you know, some of your favorite things, it usually doesn't work very well for most people.
Does it have to be kale?
No, it doesn't have to be kale. So whatever green leafy vegetable you like, it could be spinach, it could be Swiss chard, it could be kale, it could be collard greens, it could be, there's another one I just ate, bok choy, whatever green leafy vegetables. And it doesn't have to be a green leafy vegetable. Each of us kind of knows something that we could improve on. So I say, whatever that is for you, try to add more of that thing that you might be lacking in.
So you've got options. That's good. You always have options when it comes to nutrition. Stacy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Great advice. Stacy Woodson, registered dietitian and nutritionist with us, and she's not a cruncher.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.